Serving others is something that, on the one hand, we know we need to do. But on the other, we often find it inconvenient, undesirable, even downright demeaning. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. When you think about it, doing things for others is what makes the world go round. It's how we can live in the houses we'd never have been able to build for ourselves, to drive vehicles we'd never have been able to manufacture, even simply to clean your teeth with a toothbrush we'd never have been able to fashion. Mostly, service requires payment. That's what drives the economy after all. But the best kind of service is the sort that comes for free. Well, never for free, but by the sacrifice of the one rendering the service. The sacrifice of parents in bringing up their children, of a friend or even a stranger in helping someone. That's why in teaching his disciples about true greatness, Jesus took a small child and stood the child in front of the followers. Mark chapter 9, verses 36 and 37. He held the child in his arms and said, "Whoever accepts children like these in my name is accepting me, and anyone who accepts me is also accepting the one who sent me." To the extent that we serve the least in society, the least in our lives, we're serving Jesus. To the extent that we hold out a hand of love and acceptance to the seemingly insignificant people in this world, we're holding our hand out to God. Whom is he calling you to serve? Whom is he calling you to love and to accept? Because to the extent that you love them, serve them, accept them, you're loving, serving, and accepting God himself. Friend, that's his word, fresh for you today. When God speaks, his word has the power to transform our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.